There is no such thing as a perfect child. They will fail. They will make mistakes. They will disappoint you. But please, please, please give them the freedom to fail. If your children have wronged you or offended you, the key at this point is not to withdraw your spirit from them, not to isolate yourself from them, but to draw closer to them, to show them that you love them and accept them unconditionally. If you refuse to forgive a child because they've wronged you or hurt you, or because they don't match up to your expectations, you will seriously damage your relationship with that child. Beware of making your child a prisoner of your expectations. Most teenage rebellion is not the result of hormones or poor self-image. It's the result of a failed relationship. One Christian author has said, "No one who believes in Christian charity wishes to inflict more pain upon those who are grieving over their children's troublesome choices in life." Such compassion leads many of us to speak these words, "It's okay. It's not your fault. You're not to blame." Yet these reassurances are like the blade of a two-edged sword, the sweeping cut that so neatly divides personal responsibility from happenstance, at the same time severs hope from despair. Thus words intended to extend loving encouragement may offer false comfort. We do no favors for this generation nor for future generations by consoling with words of goodwill while shielding the truth from those we wish to help. The good news is that parents can and do make a difference. God can restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Parents must be prepared to forgive their children, no matter what the offense might be. Rather than being judgmental and critical, we need to provide for each of our children an atmosphere of loving, unconditional acceptance. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.